What's up, everybody? This is Sight to the Blind. I am your host, Larry Johnson. Welcome back again. A lot of people asked me to bring back Sight to the Blind. I was hesitant on doing so only because talking really isn't my thing. I'm more of a visual learner, so I have to see videos, I have to see pictures, I have to see the dots connected in front of my sight for me to actually see what's really going on. But most people need me to elaborate on the things that I post online on my Instagram. If you're following me, to Larry Johnson 7, and on my other page is Sight to the Blind with the number 2 for the blind. So let's get into it. The first episode. So let me set some ground rules, some guidelines of what you expect from out of this show. I am not a critical race theorist. I am not bringing facts to you or bringing the truth to you so I can make one particular race upset or mad. And I'm specifically talking to white folk. Because when I post facts, I'm trying to wake up the African American. I'm trying to wake them up back to their heritage. I'm not talking about Kemet. I'm not talking about being pharaohs. I'm not talking about being West African spiritualists. I'm not talking about Ogun and Oshun. I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about who they were before they went on the boat, who they were before they went into exile. That is who I'm trying to wake up primarily. Now, in order for me to do that, I have to use facts from the past that don't really speak too highly of white folk. Now, if you're listening to me, if you understand, the truth has to come out. It must come out. If you, white Americans, don't know who you are, how can you avoid the pitfalls that may be falling upon you when prophecy hits? How do you not know in your bloodline you have to repent? Just as we, the African American, had to repent for our forefathers transgressing. We weren't under Mount Sinai to accept the covenant, but we were born under it. You weren't born under the covenant of the Most High, but you have gotten all the benefits and blessings of not going into slavery, of not getting trotted down. You didn't go through that. So you need to wake up, for one, wake up to who you are and be blessed and be thankful that you didn't have to go through what we went through. For generations. I'm not talking about a couple years. I'm talking about generations. So when I bring these truths out to you, don't get offended. Really don't get offended. Because I'm not the type of person, honestly, that's going to, you get offended at what I say and you post something online and say, I want to kill all white folk and all that. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not amping up nobody to do nothing. And really, you should detach yourself from your own race. You should detach yourself from that flesh. Because some of you are waking up too. Some of you are coming into the truth, white America. You are coming into the truth too. You found out that the government wasn't your friend. Black folk, we been knew this. We knew the government isn't our friend. Even some of us like me who benefited from this country, from this world. We know it's, and at the end of the day, it's not our friend. You have now waken up to the point or to the fact that the American government isn't what you thought it was. So yes, we are joining in the fight together to expose these truths. But don't get attached to your flesh. Don't, when I bring out, oh, white folk made deals with Indians to keep African Americans in slavery. Don't say, oh, you got to keep bringing up the past. No. I'm not bringing up the past to make you feel bad about yourself. For one, you weren't there. For two, you don't even know if you even related to these individuals that I'm talking about. You don't even know if you were a pilgrim or not. Majority of white America don't know who they are past America. That should be frightening for you. You don't know what part of Noah's children you are. You don't know if you Japheth, you don't know if you Edomites, you don't know if you Japhon, you don't know any of the biblical names in the Bible where we all spawned from. You don't even know where you're from. You just say America. So anytime I bring up something that white America did, you jump in front of that bullet. Sometimes literally. You jump, you wanted to jump in front of that bullet so fast to defend your race. And sometimes it's wickedness behind that. That's why I'm not going to get into critical race theory on my channel. I'm not going to get into race baiting on my channel. Because if anybody has been following me on Instagram, you should know by now. I do more talking about and to my people than I do to any other race. And I'm harsher with my own people than I'm with anybody else. Because I want them to return to the Most High. So sometimes I bypass your race because I want to wake up my race. Which is what something you should be doing. If you listening to the truth or you coming into the truth, you should want to go out and tell your people who we truly are and who you should be. I don't go back to, into the past to make you feel bad. So that's what something you're not going to expect on my show. But I have to tell the truth and I'm going to tell all of it. A lot of you sometimes are confused when I post gematria numbers. Listen, I'm not really into gematria like that. When I first woke up, when I looked at the gematria, I thought it was weird. But when you start understanding the consistency and how they report stories, where they always use the same number coding, it's either a 6, it's either a 33, or it's a 63 or a 36. Those are the basic numbers that you really should watch out for, knowing that that's them trying to cast a spell. So when I use gematria in some of my posts, I'm not going into 500 years ago on this date happened. Or 2 days ago on this date, this happened. This happened, this same person on this. I'm not going into that. What I go into is the most minimum of spells, the most basic coincidences in these numbers to show you that you have nothing to fear. You should have nothing to worry about because the elite have to use math and numbers. See, why do you think they carve pentagrams in the DC Capitol? Why do you think they make an owl on top of the White House? Why do you think they carve out certain things in streets and street names and they do candles and draw up stars on the ground? Why do you think they do that? Because if you know anything about the Testament of Solomon and how demons are conjured, how demons are brought forth into the physical, it's through shapes. It's for some reason, it's through shapes. It's through barriers. Every horrible horror movie you have seen, or even the best one you have seen, they always cast a spell where there's a barrier. And through those barriers are shapes. It's usually a star, a pyramid, a triangle, a circle, whatever it is. These shapes have numbers, just like words have numbers. So if you total those numbers up and you put all of that spiritual energy and that conjuring into a spell, demons can bring themselves into the physical to inhabit or to possess an individual to work a will. And you have to understand this too. The Most High allows it to happen. Remember, if you read the chapter Jubilees, he has told his prophets, he has given a certain number of people, a certain nation over to spirits. So spirits can do whatever they want with them. If you read the both books of the Pseudographica that I suggest you read, in that, The demons begged the Most High to please allow, don't sin before the first, before the flood. The demons asked, don't destroy us all. Allow us to have authority to serve. So the Most High creates evil and he creates righteousness to work both his wills. And my best example of this is when Ahab, when the prophets went and told and prophesied against Ahab, and he told him and his wife would be killed and their blood licked up by dogs. Now, before this even happened, the Most High had a meeting. He had a conference. He had a Zoom call with some spirits. And he asked around and said, what spirit, who can be a lying spirit in the mouth of Ahab's councilmen, of Ahab's prophets, and prophesied against him for him to go to war and get killed in battle? in scripture, it states, a spirit presented themselves in front of the Most High, said, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets, so Ahab can go to battle and get killed and have his blood licked up by dogs. And soon enough, it happened. So understand this. This, when you get into this, these celebrities getting sacrificed, these celebrities getting killed or being found dead, please understand, this is no, you don't have to go no further in Gematria anyway. If you understand, the Most High controls it all. Just as Satan had to go meet with the Most High to even afflict Job, that means these demons and even Satan don't have that much power unless the Most High say so. So if you see these celebrities fall and done, that means a meeting in the heavens took place. And the Most High said, yeah, I want them out of here. He don't, like you, if you read through scripture, he says, I have no respect of persons if you're not following these laws, statutes, and commandments. Everything I want you to understand on my channel is spiritual. Nothing less. Spiritual. So get past the flesh. See past the matrix. So let me be a little retroactive, like the Kyle Rittenhouse incident or event. They really tried to push black folk into this war when this man killed two people and wounded a third, and they all white and all had criminal records. Now, black politicians like Cori Bush get on there talking about, oh, it was white supremacy, it was white supremacy this. I'm like, how can you call this some type of white supremacy, some white supremacy shenanigans, if it's involving a white teenage guy, and it's involving three white men, and it wasn't like they were on the picket lines in Selma, Alabama. It wasn't like they were marching with Dr. King. These three men had criminal records, and some of them were disgusting. They had criminal records, and they were out looting with Black Lives Matter. So how is this white supremacy? See past the spells what I'm talking about. It's the same with voting IDs. They tried so hard with these old Negro spirituals, Al Sharpton and Samuel Jackson. Why I say Samuel Jackson? I mean, Jesse Jackson. They got these two Negroes on their last leg of everything this spell of civil rights has ever done to us in this country. They're on their last leg. So what they try to do is, oh, let's get into voting ID, saying, well, they can't vote in certain voting booths without an ID. Fam, you need an ID to go anywhere these days. It don't matter if you're black, white, red, brown. You need an ID to do most things. You need an ID for a gun, legally. You need an ID to go into a bar. You need an ID to get in a plane. You need to present your ID with credit cards sometimes. So how can you African-Americans keep letting this system, this matrix, fool you into thinking they're trying to take away voting laws? Laws that don't really make no sense. Trust me, if voting made a difference, they wouldn't let you do it. If protesting, marching in the streets made a difference, they wouldn't let you do it. If looting, boycotting, canceling on social media made a difference, they wouldn't let you do it. That is the point. You guys got to get out of this American spell of every opportunity and good opportunities is going to help you benefit in this world. No. What they should tell you is America will bless you if you whore yourself out for them. That's what they should tell you. And so we get into this, oh, if black people get to, why can't we do it? If black people can't do it, why do white people get to do it? They get to walk down the street with guns. Why can't we walk down? You guys don't even know about certain incidents or certain court cases because you don't know anything unless it's not on mainstream media TV. Like Andrew Coffey IV. He was found not guilty on murder and attempted murder charges. This is what happened. The decisions come on fifth day of Coffey's court trial and one day after Coffey took the stand to challenge the state's narrative that he was responsible for his 21-year-old girlfriend's death. Coffey's girlfriend, Arteria Woods, was shot 10 times after being caught in a crossfire between Coffey and deputies. Medical examiners later determined Woods died from bullets fired from law enforcement officers. The jury found Coffey not guilty of second-degree felony murder, 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder on a law enforcement officer, and in shooting a missile within a building. Coffey smiled and breathed a sigh of relief as the jury ruling was read in the courtroom. Coffey had faced life in prison if he was convicted on the murder and attempted murder charges. This comes from police showing up 5 o'clock in the morning for a drug raid. And they went in there blasting. Now, I don't know where this guy got a missile from, but he shot a missile off in the building and still was able to walk away with attempted murder charges. Now, he's going away some, maybe 5 to 15 years for gun possession because he's a convicted felon, so he's not supposed to have weapons. But this trial went on at the same time Rittenhouse's trial went on. Now, if they put this trial on Front Street and showed that you could actually win against law enforcement, shooting a missile and shooting and killing a cop, and so you win on attempted murder charges, that would disrupt everything. Now, if they really wanted to race bait and get y'all into hating white folk, that would be the case. That would be the case that you would think you would see, right? But it's not. They got you wanting to fight a race case in a case that has no race in it. America will not ever tell you when they lose. They only show you when they're going to win. And some of you African Americans keep getting frustrated about why. First, even if Coffey's decision was a win, look at the wickedness behind it. He's dealing drugs, possession of a firearm, and he's a convicted felon. He gets his girlfriend shot and killed. He's living with his father and his grandmother. You got almost three generations of foolishness in that house. You got prophecy, as when the Most High says, you know, touching the fourth and fifth, and not parting the sins of the father, but touching the generations, 4 to 5 generations afterwards. That's what that means. A grandmother, a father, and the grandson in the home, selling, dealing drugs. Police raid the house. Girlfriend gets shot 10 times. But I would love to see that court case. But the reason why you wouldn't see it is because he won. They cannot let you see that you get away with murdering a cop, because then everybody would do it. They want you to continue killing each other and being upset at the system that you think don't ever work for you. It works sometimes, not all the times, but it works. But you have to find the cases you have to do the investigation and researching yourselves. And you know, some of you cannot do it, African Americans, because you're so busy attaching truth to these social media sites like Media Takeout and Shade Room and On Site. Like, you guys listen to that garbage, and if you read the comments, it's just people being ignorant or being funny. And so instead of really damaging this system, which is pulling out of it, you include yourself in it and getting upset with these people who have no knowledge and no understanding of the truth of themselves, first of all, and then have no knowledge and understanding and truth of how this system is made. I'm going to go back to them putting a pentagram in the D.C. Capitol streets. Fam, it's not going to get no better than that. They trap demons in this country. This country's not being blessed by God. This country is getting ready to be judged. In order for it to be judged, everything must be exposed and it must be deteriorating or destroyed or corroded or corrupt. It has to all come out. So you're going to be frustrated for the rest of your life if you ever going to think white America or whatever America do you think, and whatever image is in your brain of what this America should be, you're going to be forever frustrated that it doesn't work for you, or you can't get opportunities because you have a spirit that does not want to whore itself out for this American dream. In order to be in part of this, you have to start serving yourself by the flesh. This do what thou wilt. that they keep putting on you. And that spell in itself is really destroying some of you. Because then your relationships are picked off doing do what thou wilt. When you do what thou wilt and you go one relationship to another, to another, to another, everybody's doing what thou wilt. So how is everybody staying faithful? So everybody, how is everybody looking out for other people or care about each other's feelings and emotions if everybody's doing what thou wilt? And that's what the spell that's blinding you, because you think you're the only one that's doing it in that relationship. So a lot of you shack up or hook up with people who are not strong spiritually or not strong mentally, and you try to pull that do what thou wilt on some of them, and some of them can't take it, and some of them can't handle it. Then that's when you have a lot of these wild, toxic relationships that people keep posting all over social media. But another spell that they do on you is look at what's going on now. You have the Michigan school shooting, which is another shooting that you've never seen the suspect so far. It's been almost two days since the shooting. They ain't showed the suspect yet. They haven't showed any of the victims yet. You have Lauren Boebert, a Republican politician, against the always Muslim Omar, the Democratic politician. And they always, this is not the first time somebody has said something about her being Muslim. It's like a regurgitating spell they keep using, where it's a white woman that's a Republican against a black woman or a black Muslim. And they want y'all to go at each other. But it's both of them are connected to the same entity, the same Masonic entity. They have to create, it's like a television show or Days of Our Lives or Bold and the Beautiful. Or if you young like me, you was watching Passions or telenovelas. It's the same thing. You watching storylines after storylines to get you mad, get you on one side or the other mad at that person. That's all it does. And you should be able to see that mess right now. They doing that with the Kim Potter incident, the policeman that shot that boy, Jussie Smollett, the R. Kelly nonsense, and they doing this all around Ghislaine Maxwell, which is what they're really trying to protect. They're trying to protect her from getting exposed to the point where you start really digging. So they got to cover it up with all these stories. And that's what's happening in just this week. And I ain't even talking about the Omicron variant yet either. But this is what they're doing. They're trying to cover, all this is to cover up. And trust me, they've been planning this. From the Rittenhouse to the Ahmaud Arbery court trial to the Michigan school shooting, Lauren Boebert, Omar, Kim Park, all of these cases that have been coming out, everything that's coming out is all strategically done so they can cover up pedophilia and sex trafficking to the highest degrees of political and government office. That is all they're doing. Some of you think Jussie Smollett is in jail. You think these celebrities like R. Kelly, Ghislaine Maxwell, you think they sit in jail? You think they conjure up demons? They do all these wild ceremonies like Eyes Wide Shut. You think they do all of that with high officials in government and state and the 1%? You think they do all of that? All this mask wearing, this cloak wearing, burning candles, drawing pyramids and triangles on the floor and doing mantras and humming and all that. You think they do all of that to go sit in the jail because they get caught molesting children? You think so? You think R. Kelly is sitting in jail right now? And what do they do to patronize you, Black America? Oh, R. Kelly's cellmate drew a comic book of him, and y'all ate that up. Even if you laughed at it, you assume, but still, the message is you assume and think he's in prison for what he did to black women. They don't even care what they do to black men. How do you think they care what R. Kelly did to black women whose parents sent them over there to be stars? Think about that. You think all of a sudden white America, that you so-called think is white supremacy, you think they care enough about black women that they're trying to get y'all to abort your fetuses, they're trying to get y'all to whore yourselves out, they're trying to get y'all to be a Megan Thee Stallion, a Cardi B, every day, every time of this this madness is going on. They want y'all to do all that, but you think they care enough about you to want to put away somebody who furthered, helped whoring yourselves out to be famous? You think they care to put R. Kelly in jail for that? Don't think about that. You think they put R. Kelly in jail for that? You gotta know that R. Kelly's a Prince Hall. To be able to maneuver and operate, that's what they do. They have sex parties. He do the same thing. Like it said, the scripture says, don't envy your oppressor and choose none of his ways. That's what we do as Black America. That's what we do. That's what we want to do in this country. We envy our oppressors and we want to choose all of their ways. Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, they get into sex trafficking. So what you see pop up? T.I., R. Kelly get into sex trafficking. And honestly, sex trafficking for grown adults is really sex trafficking. I mean, if I paid for a flight for you to come see me in my state and I pay you for the sex, that's basically sex trafficking you, except you trafficking yourself. But as long as they mention it and say it, they want us to get involved with it. They want us to be a part of it. That's the spell, to get you to hoard yourselves out for this doctrine, this do what thou wilt doctrine, that nothing will happen to you if you do what we do. And that's what some of y'all get caught in, these following these celebrities, trying to do what they do. Because you think it works for them. That Sierra prayer cracks me up. When I listen to that Sierra prayer, it cracks me up. First of all, it's literally on an album of a girl who can never pick the right men and get mad that she can't pick the right men. And y'all, some of you Black women fall right along suit with her because you picking your men based on what these toxic women are basing the principles of what a real relationship should be. You basing your decision making on that. Instead of basing it on righteousness and a man who's following the Most High, instead of basing it on that, you are basing your picking your men based off what the music you listen to, because you want to feel what they feel. And that's the whole thing about celebrities trying to relate to you. Y'all having 4 or 5 baby daddies picking off the trash men that these women are talking about. How can you ever be free? Really, how can you ever be free to do what you love to do, to be who you want to be, if you always following after people who say the most insane things and then try to follow it up with a Sierra prayer where Russell Wilson and them two are in the same occult. They're in the same Masonic organization pretending to be Christians. Some of you Black Christians think that being a part of this world is a blessing. Even though the scripture states, specifically speaks out on that twice. It says, do not love the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in you. So oh, I'm going to pick my men based on, I need to wrestle. I'm like, you guys do not understand the lies and the deceit that comes with everything they do and say. Because obviously the spell working because y'all believe it. These people ain't Christians. These people don't worship the Most High. These people don't do any of the laws. But yet you want to attach yourself because you think that's what being in a successful relationship is or needs to be. It's all a spell that I need you to see through. A spell. And a lot of you need to detach yourselves with this idea that Donald Trump coming back or being conservative, being Republican is going to save you from prophecy. It's not going to save you from prophecy. I don't care if you are a hardcore conservative, evangelical, whatever you call yourselves in this political arena, it's not going to work for you neither. That's a spell that you need to get away from your flesh too. That's the only way you're going to see this truth. If you go into every conversation or every event with the mindset of me being a Republican conservative is going to somehow bless me in the long run when this government realizes it's done me wrong. If that's what you waiting on too, white America, if that's what you waiting on, you're going to be in a world of hurt too. Because prophecy has already left the building. We are literally ghost riding this America right now. It's already said and done. When you read scriptures in Genesis, it's already said and done. Everything is done already. When you read Revelation, obviously y'all say, well, in the end, God wins. Yeah, but do you know for who? Do you know who gonna get destroyed? Because I can't find scripture that says, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna free my people, and then I'm gonna save conservative Republicans. I can't find that scripture. I can't find the scripture that says, oh, when I come back, I need to divide up the good Christians against the bad Christians, the black versus the white. And I need to know who's doing Christmas and who's doing Thanksgiving. They don't see that. I don't see that in scripture. I don't see the Messiah coming back and protecting any of this foolishness that y'all so gladly and so excitingly be a part of. I just don't see it. And y'all are in that spell. Like I said, it's a spell that you are under. A spell that you can't see, smell, breathe, touch. It is a matrix, is what I'm saying. And the only way you're going to be able to understand what you're going through and what you're seeing and what you're doing is if I tell you in a way where the truth or the truth of the facts, where I tell you in a way it doesn't mean it doesn't sound pleasant to your ears. A lot about what I say and what I do and how I raise my voice is to get you to not understand it. It's not a cotton candy fact or a cotton candy truth. It's real. I want you to dislike listening to me because I'm testing your spirit. That's what I'm doing. What I say and how I say it is testing your spirit. Are you used to hearing lies and making it sound so good that you'd rather hear the lies and then end up being punished later for it? Or would you rather hear the hardcore truth, be disgusted with it, be disgusted with yourself for believing the lies, and then letting the healing begin in your life? I'd rather you listen to me now than be crying later on. Because it's going to be a shock when you find out later on. Trust me, it will be a shock to you if you find out later on and have somebody else who don't even care about you tell you and have you go through it. It's going to be a shock if you don't allow this healing to begin now. So this is the purpose of my channel. For you to hear it harshly come out of my mouth. So you don't be upset at me for telling you. You don't be upset at yourself, really. But I want you to be upset with the people who told you these lies. These lies that you inherited. I want you to be upset at the system to where you want to expose more of it yourself. Regardless of whose race it looks bad on. That's my point of this whole channel, to get you want to speak the truth to other people regardless of race. If you hear, you're going to hear me say, multiple times say, oh, we are the children of the Most High. We are the Israelites. You should want any other race. You should go, hey, you should walk up to a stranger. Hey, do you know how you got over here from slavery? Deuteronomy 28:68. You should want to say that if you're another race. That's how you heal yourself. That's how you accept all of the truth. But if you go into the truth, why you keep talking about the white people and this and you want white, that ain't helping you. Being a Republican ain't going to help you. Being a Democrat not going to help you. Being a Christian not going to help you. Being a Muslim not going to help you. Being an African spirituality like Kemet is not going to help you. I'm telling you, it's not going to help you. You could think doing yoga 10 times a week or 10 times a month is going to help you. That's not going to help you. All you're doing is delaying. That's all you're doing, delaying the inevitable. You want everything to be sweet, cute, powder puff, soft, dandy. You want things to be so, don't touch my spirit. It's, that new age spirituality, it's too much. Because the day of Yahuwah is darkness, not light. And this world is trying to convince you we're going from darkness to light. Everything is getting exposed. Don't attach yourselves to it. Start seeing through the matrix. See through the lies. I don't get offended. When I do research and I happen to come across videos about all these Chicago kids and these Chicago kids in these hoods and these apartments shooting and killing each other and making TikTok videos and stuff talking about all the people they done murdered and police not doing nothing. You and other races looking at it like, oh, look at these gangsters, look at these fools, and look at that. I don't take offense to that. I really don't. When George Floyd got killed and Ahmaud Arbery got killed, when all these people get from police brutality get killed, I feel sorry for the children who get involved, but I don't feel sorry some type of way for the adults because honestly, it's nothing I could do about it. Because like I said before, the Most High has these meetings in the sky that when you are not following these laws, statutes, commandments that he's trying to get you to see, trying to get you to accept the Torah of life, and you don't accept it, these meetings in the heavens take place, y'all. I want you to know, if you're not following the laws, statutes, commandments, you don't know what spirit is going to stand in front of the Most High and say, I'm going to lead this person into destruction. He doesn't want to follow you, so let me lead him into his own destruction. Let me put him in a car, smoke weed, and pass out in the car, and the cops knock on my door and shoot the car up. Y'all don't understand how real this is. You think you could just do it? That's what they want you to do with that world. That's a demonic doctrine. Do with that world is a demonic doctrine. Demons do not like you. Demons don't like people. Why do you think they don't like people? Because they were once inhabited by bodies. And since they have no place to go, the Most High won't let them go to Sheol. He won't let them go to heaven. So where are you thinking they roaming? All live long day. They got to watch you humans do you. Why they didn't get a chance to do them? Or most of them died doing themselves. What do you think they see you out here enjoying life? You think they want a little bit of taste of that too. So what do? What they inhabit and they possess bodies. They get you to scar yourselves up. They get you to tattoo yourselves all over the place. They get you to whore yourselves out and have unprotected sex every other night with different partners. That's how they come into the physical. They want to do all those things they got in trouble for and get you in trouble for it and drag you right down to judgment. And some of you think just being a part of a political party and being part of this system is going to somewhat save you if you know a lot about how celebrities are sacrificed, how rappers are sacrificed. Like King Von and whatever the other, Young Dolph or whatever it is. Oh, do a breakdown of that. Do a breakdown of Young Dolph. No. Why do I need to do a breakdown? He literally said, if I die, if I'm sacrificed, he want to make sure his family good. Talking about shooting, killing other black men. Talking about his album was called Illuminati something. That don't need no Gematria code for that. Somebody had a spirit to go right up there in heaven to have a conversation with the Most High. I'm going to take this guy out. And I'm going to lead him to the place where he can get killed. Most High said, all right, cool. Or let it just happen. He's not worrying about everybody. Y'all getting this thing, well, you know, God, you know, we get killed, but God's going to accept us all for our faults. No, he ain't. If that was the truth, none of us would be awakening right now as Israelites. None of us would be. If really being a sinner was all that and we were always forgiven, trust me, the Israelites wouldn't be in slavery 4 or 5 times to different nations for following after other people's gods. Somehow y'all think prophecy stopped at the Bible. Like it's no more after Book of Revelation that everything stopped. We just got to wait till the end. No, it's prophecies happen now. Things are happening now. And some of you who don't want to read the Bible and like thinking like, oh, I could just stick to Gematria. I could stick to just facts of science and stuff I find among. That's fine. You could stick with that. But at the end of the day, you're going to, like most of us, you are going to fall into scripture regardless. If something's going to happen to your life personally that you don't have an explanation for, and you're going to see it in front of your face in such a way, you are going to want to pick up that Bible to read how you can defend yourself against demonic or spiritual attacks. Because there's going to be a time when it's going to keep being a pressure on you. It's going to be a yoke around your neck. Why certain things in your life aren't working the way they're supposed to if you do everything right. And you're going to find out that judgment, or you being, you know, you're being tested spiritually to help save your life. And if some of you are going to fold because you think everything's supposed to be easy for you. Oh, I'm doing everything right. It's supposed to be easy. No, I learned this the hard way. I thought coming back to these law, statutes, commandments, everything's supposed to be easy. No, it gets harder because they have to test you. These spirits are made to test you, to bring you back into the world where you can have fun and do whatever you want. I think that's enough for the first episode. But this is what I'm going to be talking about. My voice is going to get high. My voice is going to get low. I'm going to be sounding like I'm screaming at you, but I'm not. I have a weird neurological disability that from football. So I go from 0 to 100 because I'm just used to that stress on my nerves to being at 0 to 100 every time I talk about something passionate or I really care about something. So that's what you're going to be dealing with most of these shows, and me not really screaming at you, but I want you to, I'm screaming with you. You know what I mean? You can't scream back at me. This is a conversation I'm having, a one-way conversation I'm having with you that I'm getting hyped because I feel like you're not listening to me, so I'm going to get hyped a little bit. But this is the first episode of the first show. You can follow me on 2LarryJohnson7 and my other page, Sight to the Blind. I'm going to try to get this out to other platforms. But like I said, it's the first one. And the first one I'm doing by myself. The other show that I actually had somebody helping me with the sound and all that, but it'll get better over time. Like I'd rather have this be raw, harsh, and uncut, and unapologetic, so you understand that everything I'm saying is coming from the heart. I'm not doing this for marketing. I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this because I hate the world or whatever like this. I'm doing this because I have a genuine love for you. Like Paul said in scripture, I have a righteous jealousy about you. Peace.